My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge. This morning had a powerful ritual. I was meditating on how Jesus died on the cross. One of my favorite movies is The Passion of Christ, and you could actually visually see it and experience through the movie the pain that Jesus suffered in the cross. And one of my favorite scenes is when he's praying in the garden asking God, if there's any way possible, he could find a way other than dying on the cross to spare his life. See, even though he was the Son of God, he still was human. Even though he was the Son of God, he felt the pain. And most important, he was feeling the pain of the entire world in his shoulders. And he cried out to God, says, Father, please, if there's any other way, spare me from this pain. But then he said, let your will be done. Let your will be done, not mine. And then he sacrificed his life for you and I. So when I was a young man, I had a hard time understanding why somebody would die for me. Why somebody would sacrifice their life for me. And it wasn't until I had a son that I understood how deep God loves us. Because when I became a father, I saw my son and I said, how much do I have to love someone in order for me to sacrifice my son? Because I will give my life for my son. I will sacrifice myself. But in order for me to sacrifice my son, man, I had to love that person so much to put my son, my baby through this. See, that was meditation this morning. Feeling the unworthiness. Knowing that I am not worthy of God's love. I am not worthy of God sacrificing his son for me. But yet he did it for you and I. Yet we're here because he sacrificed his life. He paid the price. See, in my life, many men have paid the price for me to be here. My dad paid the price by being an immigrant. My grandfather paid the price by leaving his country, and God paid the price for sacrificing his son. And every single day, I honor every single man that paid the price by understanding that even though I may not be worthy, I'm here by grace. And it's my job as a man not to let the price that they paid go for granted. That is my job to make them proud, to fight my demons every single day, to battle my insecurities every single day, to fight my unbelief so I could believe that I'm here for a purpose. So maybe right now you listen to this message and you're not connected because you don't believe in God. Well, believe in something that's more powerful than you, which is love. Love is what got you here. Love is what keeps you alive. God is ultimate love. But if you believe in God and you believe in Jesus, understand that he paid the price for you. And it's up to you to continue to pay the price. Stop negotiating with life. Whatever you're going through right now, just know that God already paid the price and he's strengthening you. He's giving you faith. He's telling you, man, I already died for you. What are you waiting for? I already sacrificed my son. What are you waiting for? I sent you here for you to create an impact. What are you waiting for? There's always a price to pay. It's up to us to pay it every single day. So my intention for you today, as you connect with this Easter weekend, is for you to acknowledge that God paid the ultimate price, that Jesus paid the ultimate price, so you could be here. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to pay the price. Yes, there's a price that you have to pay, but it's nothing compared to what the price that was already paid. And even though we're not worthy, we're here by grace. And that's why I believe with every single cell in my body that the best is yet to come. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're ready to go to the next level, join the challenge to get your edge back. This is a challenge for businessmen and entrepreneurs that want to find the certainty, the drive, and the passion to be able to go to the next level. Go to getmyedgeback.com. That's getmyedgeback.com and join the challenge now.